To India now, where a deeply tragic event is causing a historic degree of introspection about violence and the role of women in Indian society. On Friday, a 23-year-old female student who was brutally and publicly gang-raped 2 weeks ago finally died from her internal wounds in a specialized hospital in Singapore. Demonstrators have taken to the streets all over India to denounce a level of violence that is shockingly common and tolerated apparently at all levels of society. Voices of men and women are saying no more. But Veena Venugopal, a contributing writer to Quartz based in New Delhi, tells us that this event is as much about class in India as it is about gender. Veena Venugopal, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And what is the conversation, what is the sort of inward-looking impulse that it seems collectively so many in India have finally decided to take?
Well, I think the fact that it happened in Delhi at 9:30 in the night, which is fairly early evening, and the girl was coming out of a movie hall having watched The Life of Pi. So essentially what it told the Indian middle class, who is usually apathetic to crimes like this, which happens in the other India, which is the rural India, which we don't really think about very much, is that this could have happened to you or to someone you know. So this really sort of cut close to the bone because of where it happened and to who it happened. So this is really the reason that this one rape among the thousands of rapes that happen in India every year led to such a large mobilization of passion and anger. And also on is that the young people out in the streets, when you ask them, what do you want to be the result of this protest? They don't know what they want out of it, but they know that something needs to change.
How historic is it that this conversation has become very, very public, this notion of gender roles, this notion of safety, and the idea that women are vulnerable regardless of what class they're in India?
Well, it is very significant that it has happened now. It is also significant that people are now pointing fingers not only at the men, but at their mothers who raised them. And there is the whole sort of story of female infanticide. So, you know, many women are not even allowed to be born in India. And it's as much a crime of the female members of the family as it is of the male. So this has triggered a response in which we are looking at various aspects of ourselves and our society. How do we raise our sons? Do we raise them to be empathetic? And do we raise them to think of women as equals? Or do we sort of continue the cultural baggage of women being the weaker sex and hence a very vulnerable target for sexual crimes? And it's not just sort of reduced to one case of one girl being raped. There are questions now being raised about Bollywood films and what kind of messages do they send. These are things that don't usually take place in India.
There's a sense of inchoate anger that's on the streets in the sense that people don't know what needs to change, but there is a real deep sense of outrage. I'm wondering, what do you make of Zubin Mehta's comments? Not that anyone necessarily pays attention to conductors, but Zubin Mehta calling for the castration of these men, these sorts of actions here. Is this a cycle of perhaps more violence that is being triggered here, or will a more sober discussion of real policy changes eventually take its place?
I think right now a lot of reactions are sort of shrouded in anger. What a large majority of people in the streets want really is sensitizing the police to rape victims. In the middle of all this, last week, a rape victim in another part of India killed herself because the police refused to take down her complaint. And when she went repeatedly, she and her family members were abused, and she was asked really insensitive questions about what exactly happened. And, you know, she was put in a really uncomfortable position and she saw no way out. So I think what people want really on the ground level changes are better security. The police force should be sensitive and speedier justice. I don't think the calls for capital punishment and chemical castration and such like will last. But hopefully if the other three are implemented soon, then there will be some sense of victory for the protesters.
Veena Venugopal is a contributing writer to Quartz. She's based in New Delhi and is the author of Would You Like Some Bread with the book. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.